Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, I've got some good news for you, because everyone knows who've got hex debts. The interest
is
going
up. It's the
worst. And it is.
It really is.
The worst. But students that are graduating from an LA art school, they were just filled with so much joy when they were getting ready to, you know, go up. They had the cap, the gown. They found they were going to get more than just a diploma, because the 284-strong class of 2022 from Otis College of the Arts and Design, you're going to have your entire student loan debt paid.
What?
By the college.
284 people.
Yep. So the college's most successful alumni is Snapchat co-founder Evan Spiegel. Yep. So he's got, and he's married to Miranda Kerr. Just side note. He donated, it was an undisclosed total amount, but it's a record-breaking gift of more than $10 million.
What?
Yep. So his,
could you imagine?
His wife added to it as well. And so some of them had racked up like debts up to $70,000 for their time
to
at
just
this.
Have that wiped out.
Could you imagine?
The feeling.
Like, mums of the kids were crying. People just, like, you see a picture and people were just like, they couldn't believe it. Like, the massive smiles, everyone's cheering. So I just want to put out to Evan Spiegel, if you could pay my hex debt, I'd really appreciate that. Thank you.
Could you imagine the following year going up, going, come on, come on, come on, come on, and nothing happens? You'd be like, ripped off.
I shouldn't have taken that gap year. And then I would have had my debt paid.
Oh, you'd be kicking yourself.
You really would be. That trip to Europe was not worth it.
Now, I've actually got two for you today, Beck.
All right.
First one, very short and sweet. Did you know solar power, you can do it at night now.
Okay.
You can collect and store energy from the sun at nighttime, which is like,
but
never before have we been able to do that.
How?
I know. It's a very small dosage, but they've worked it out. Don't ask me all the ins and outs, and this is why I didn't bring this one as my main story.
All right. What's
the other
one? Because
I don't understand. The other one is, have you ever heard of airport pigs?
No, I haven't. Are they like support animals?
Well, that's what I thought. And then I thought, oh, maybe they sniff the drugs. You know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? No, they don't. So they're, for the first time, they've been introduced to the Netherlands at the airport. 20 pigs are allowed to roam free on the runway, or just off the runway.
Why?
No, exactly. Because they stop birds hitting the planes.
Really?
So it's very weird, but basically the idea is, if the pigs are there, they eat absolutely everything. And so they leave no insects, they leave no food, and so that way birds don't come and drop on the airport to pick up food, because there's nothing but mud. So that's the idea.
But what happens if the pig runs on the runway?
So I'm guessing they've kind of fenced off the runway, and it's just the grass area that the pigs are allowed to roam on.
Yeah.
But they did it as a 6 weeks pilot program, and not one bird got killed in that time. And normally, that's one of the biggest issues that airports have.
For the birds now, flying into the engines.
Yeah, do you know, just in the US alone, 16,000 birds get killed every single year from planes.
Not mad.
Because you hate birds. And so I was like, oh, I wonder how many birds die at the Perth airport. Now, they won't release figures, but of the 10 major airports in Australia, Perth is rated number 5.
Okay.
In the lowest. So we're bang smack in the middle, average.
Sounds and about right for Perth.
we only kill, which is quite good, an average of 3 birds per 10,000 flights.
Oh, that's not
which,
too bad, I mean, at all.
So I don't think we need pigs here.
Oh,
but massive
send
success.
Send in the pigs anyway. Just for fun.
I have thought, if I could have any animal at home, having a little pig would be great.
Well,
council
go on
doesn't
then.
Allow it
go
though. No, I've checked.
Get a teacup pig.
Yeah, which is apparently a lie. They're not true. They
really?
Grow. Apparently, they still grow to be huge.
There's no such thing as a teacup pig.
Apparently.
I've been lied to my whole life.
That is your good news. Whew.
what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.